righteous act, resulting in justification, lawful from all men. The justice from the disobedience of the one man, the many will make sinners. So also through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through the righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ. Is not the gift.
So by grace, God may not start to reveal that desire to us. But in our own sin, we can try and get to God by our own means. We can try and get to God who has the salvation answer by our own means. And so maybe we try and get a bit closer to God. You see, in the Bible, there's the story of the Tower of Babel, where they thought, okay, if we all get together, you know, all our engineering knowledge and that, and we build a tower to the heavens with a God, maybe we'll get closer to God. Maybe the desire will get closer to God. And we look at that story, and we think of that story, and we go, oh, like, those idiots. Like, kind of, you can never get to God. You go to heaven, and you get into space, and God's clearly not there. Like, we have this kind of knowledge. And yet, in the same way, in this world, we do things to try and get to God. We do things by our own works and our own measures in order to feel more saved, or in order to be saved, and in order to get a bit closer to God. I feel like a ladder. Some of you know it's my ladders here. And so we do a few things to try and get that little bit closer to God. And so we try and go, okay, if I just work a little bit harder, maybe I read the Bible a little bit more and pray a little bit more, maybe I'll kind of get closer to God in my relationship with God, and I can achieve this salvation that God has. And so you're a little bit closer to God, but you just can't get to it. And so maybe you think, I'll just get a bigger one. And so you work over here and you get a bigger ladder. And you think, you know, it's a little bit closer to the Jesus over here on the cross, and maybe I'll get closer to God. And so you get a bigger ladder, and you try and get closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. That's probably about the same thing. And you're almost there. So close to heaven. And you think, okay, if I just do a little bit more, if I just work a little bit harder, I can get to heaven myself. I can get to heaven. But if we get to heaven like this, it's only able-bodied people that will actually be able to get to heaven. There's guys like Eddie at the back there. Give us a wave, Eddie. Now, Eddie's a builder. He's walked up probably 1,000, multiple thousands of ladders every single day. And he's retired now, and he's a little bit worn from walking up and down those ladders. But there's no way, if this is heaven, that Eddie could get up on the stage here and access heaven. By his own words, by climbing up this ladder, there is actually no way. And so, by having this as an access way to heaven is not accessible to all. See, this is not grace. You cannot do anything to earn salvation. You cannot do anything to earn it. If you've got a bigger ladder, if you've got more money, if you've got more power and more authority, we do these things in this world to earn salvation, to earn a sense of purpose in this world. This is not grace. Grace is God coming down to us. Not us going to God. The grace and the part of grace is Jesus coming down to us. God with us. This is grace. And God with us in our own sinful and disobedient state. You see, God created us in perfect relationship with Him. And Adam sinned. And therefore we sinned. We disobeyed God. We don't deserve God's favor. We do not deserve God's salvation. We do not deserve a relationship with God. We can try and earn it. We can try and get as close to God. We can try and show Him how creative we are, show Him how good we are. But we do not deserve a relationship with God. And this is great. That God, in our undeserving need for a relationship with God, comes down to us, even though we do not deserve it. see this as grace, is that we don't come with our own skills, we don't come with our own kind of ability to buy salvation, but we come just as we are, and it's God that allows us to come. And that's the ability that grace is accessible to everyone. Not those who are able-bodied, not those who have power and authority. Grace is accessible, and salvation accessible to everybody because of grace. And this sounds amazing, but it's also difficult for us to comprehend. You see, what this means, if salvation is accessible to all through grace, is that no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, you can receive God's salvation. You could have done the most awful of crime multiple times, hundreds of times, and you can still come to God and receive salvation. You can be the worst criminal, and you can still come to God and receive salvation. And at the same time, you could have done hardly anything. Told a few lies, done a few things like that. Maybe stolen a 10-cent lolly. And you can still come to God and receive salvation. This is the ability that is made through Christ. It's actually not fair. But it is fair. You kind of think, oh man, I've been so good all my life. How does these people who have done the worst things in the world come and receive salvation just the same as me? A really good life. I'm really trying to follow you, God. How is it fair that they can come, maybe at the end of their life and turn to you and receive salvation? It's not, and it's actually amazing that God can forgive them even in the worst of sins. A couple of weeks ago, I got to meet with our Queensland coordinator for chaplaincy in the prisons. He works with Corinne, our Baptist care arm, and he was sharing a story about a guy who was in prison for, I think he was on two murders. And this guy had started coming along to their kind of church services, and he was in a pretty maximum security kind of prison, and he started to realize that he'd done wrong. He started to realize that he had done. You see, God's grace was working in his life to actually realize and open his eyes to the sin that he had done. And so he came to know Jesus, and God worked in his life, and he received God's salvation, and all was paid for that. But he was still in prison. And he actually realized that God opened his eyes, and he knew that he'd also murdered a few other people that he wasn't convicted. And so, in his realization, in God working his heart, he thought, I need to be punished for those murders as well. And so he, of his own effort, actually went to the courts and said,